Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, an Associated Press review has found that a series of missteps at top public health agency in the U.S. created a critical shortage of reliable tests for the coronavirus. The AP found that those stumbles at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hobbled the federal response as the pandemic spread across the nation. President Donald Trump has assured Americans that, quote, anyone who wants a test can get a test. But more than 2 months after the first U.S. coronavirus case was confirmed, many people are still unable to get tested.
David, we are in a horrible position here. The virus is spreading like crazy. You have New York as the epicenter. People are protecting themselves any way they can. They're not going out. The president is showing signs that maybe this is not a good way to go. Maybe what we should be doing is sending people back to work. This is outrageous. Let me tell you, right now, lives are at stake, and everybody has to hunker down and follow the advice of people like Governor Cuomo. And speaking of Governor Cuomo, I want to say he is now the Democratic answer, or is the answer to President Trump. I said to him the last time we spoke, what are you doing here? You know, you've got a national platform. You're on CNN, in the New York Times. He said, well, the word has to get out. But clearly, his time is now occupied giving everybody the latest factoids, showing up at the Javits Center, which is being converted to 4 different hospitals, doing what he has to do. And I keep getting one letter after another saying, why can't we have Cuomo for president? You know, it makes an awful lot of sense at this stage of the game that Cuomo would be a vice presidential nominee, but Biden said he is committed to a woman in the vice presidential spot. We are in a national emergency right now, and strength and leadership is very important. I'm not telling Biden what to do, but I am saying Cuomo is a man of the moment and has certainly distinguished himself. And now you have the fight over the way in which the Congress is going to react, and there is a fight between Democrats under Chuck Schumer and the Republicans, Mr. Mnuchin and others, and they are trying to work this thing out so that there is a massive, at least $1 trillion, way of dealing with this, making sure that nobody goes hungry, making sure that people get paid, making sure that people get medical treatment, making sure that they get masks. We could point all kinds of fingers, as you suggest, David, at those who were in a position to make this thing better in the beginning. The 30% who stick with this president will continue to stick with him. I'm convinced of that. But it is so clear that he is not up to this task. You will not see Governor Cuomo saying a single bad word about Trump. That's because he knows New York needs all the help it can get, but others can, and others can tell the truth. So, David, we are in a hell of a fix right now, and everybody has to be kind to everybody else, take care of everybody else, but most of all, follow the instructions.
Well, you say that, and I'm looking at an article from the New York Times here. Alan, spit on, yelled at, attacked. Chinese Americans fear for their safety. Story after story of Chinese Americans facing a double threat, not only the virus, but the hatred.
This is not the first time we have seen this kind of thing. People get under pressure and strange things happen. Gun sales increase exponentially. We here in Great Barrington, where I live, are delighted that we have so many second homers. And many of them are fleeing New York City and the populated areas to be here and are quarantining themselves. All I can say to them is welcome. But there are others who say, well, you know, why don't they stay where they are? You know what? There are many people who we know are frightened by this. And frightened people can do strange things.
How about this for somebody doing a strange thing? An Arizona man died and his wife is in critical condition after they ingested chloroquine phosphate, an aquarium cleaning product similar to drugs that have been named by President Trump as potential treatments for the infection.
This is just awful. You want to talk about a guy who gets up before a podium. He's the president of the United States. He should have facts. He should know. He should have warnings. He doesn't do it. In fact, he is so concerned about his reelection campaign that compared to somebody like Governor Cuomo, he is just a study in irresponsibility. When he starts talking about drugs that have not been tested and that don't work, we're going to test them. But the last thing you want to do is to start suggesting that some drugs may work when they won't. And then the other thing that's going on is people are trying to cash in by suggesting that they have the right drug, that something is for sale. It ain't, and everybody who takes it ought to have their heads examined. One other thing, David, I want to go back to that Chinese thing. There's always going to be scapegoating. We have seen it before with Jews in other countries. We have seen it now with the Chinese. This is a terrible situation.
Finally, Alan, you mentioned re-election and the president. Well, we do have a presidential campaign going on, and is now, as I'm seeing everywhere, the term muted, especially for the former vice president and Bernie Sanders, who we're not hearing a lot of, but a lot of that has to do with no events.
Well, look, David, I think this is time for leadership, and I think Biden is the front runner right now. He has to show that leadership. He has to show that there's an alternative to the president. I'm sure what these people are thinking, Biden and others, is this is no time to be seen to be politicking. But no, there is a time to be an alternative. And if you look and hear what Governor Cuomo has been saying, there is an alternative. He doesn't vilify Trump. He will not do that because he needs the resources of the federal government. But what he does do, by example, is to say, these are the things we should be doing. And when you compare what this governor is saying with the president of the United States, there really is a huge difference.
Our Alan Chartok with us. Be safe, be healthy, be smart.
We have the best audience in the world. We have the best radio station in America. We'll continue to fight on, and I'm so proud of everybody. I'm particularly proud of our board ops who sit there day after day and do this wonderful work. Joe Donahue has been coming in every day. Our people are extraordinary, and they're doing what they need to do to keep it alive. And I know that people out there will help us do that. Do it by going to WAMC.org. If you can't do that, just be with us in spirit and every other way.
Thank you all.